You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Here's a question we can debate forever. Has technology freed us from the office or tethered us to it? Either way, one thing does seem clear. Thanks to all that connectedness, Sunday nights are not what they used to be. Commentator Beth Titel explains.
Until now, Sunday had held its own in our shifting world. Never mind that Thursday has been declared the new Friday, and Cyber Monday is the new Black Friday, and Christmas starts in October, and TV shows premiere in summer, and schools begin in August. Sunday night was Sunday night. Only the doctors and the drug dealers were on call. But now we're all on duty all the time, and that includes Sunday night, which has turned into the new Monday morning. We can blame two culprits: our beloved digital devices, which have erased the boundaries between cubicle and living room, and globalization. Sunday night in New York is literally Monday morning in Asia. Better respond to those client emails now. For many people, the feeling is that if you haven't started Monday by the time Sunday night football kicks off, when your alarm clock rings, you're already behind. And that's not just paranoia speaking. Almost one-third of all workers polled by Gallup said their employers generally expect them to check email and stay in touch remotely outside of normal business hours. Normal business hours. These days, what are those anyway? In 2015, I fear we all sound like Maggie Smith in Downton Abbey, who asked famously in an episode set in 1912,
What is a weekend?
Beth Titel is a reporter with the Boston Globe. Hey, so enjoy your weekend, everybody.